men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change conditions, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seat belts as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Just for a few moments. It's good to see every one of us tonight. Hallelujah. Has it been? Amen. Can you look at someone by your left and by your right? Says it's good to see you. It's good to see BJ. Wow. The last time these two combinations were together, I can't remember. Celebrate God all the way from Abuja. It's good to have you around. God bless you. Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for Bode. Man of God. These are great men. I remember those days we began in Bonny Ones. They were always around. Glory to God. It's so good to see you too. Wow. Some of you are looking so shabby and so chopped up. Amen. Hallelujah. Smile to someone. Smile to someone around you. Amen. Has it been coming? Has the holiday been? Amen. Let's say it like they do in UK and America. Tell your neighbor, happy holidays. Amen. And the next time you will say that, just remember the holiday is ending already. Hallelujah. I was sharing with someone. I said, the one thing about this year's Christmas and New Year's, that it fell on a Monday. It's a very serious one. And by the time you finish on Monday, New Year, by Tuesday, work is starting immediately. Amen. Glory to God. But in all, we want to give thanks to God. Now, very quickly, we are going to be praying. I just want to charge us quick, briefly, and then we'll pray. I want to prepare our hearts for what God is doing. Amen. I want us to turn our Bibles to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is a very popular verse of Scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Hallelujah. I just want to charge us. Amen. I want you to know that it's prophetic. Ecclesiastes, are we there? Ecclesiastes is after Genesis, but it's before Revelation. Somewhere in between. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. He said, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. I like the way the NLT put it. It said there is a time for everything. And then let's stay in verse 1. He said, for everything there is a season, a time. So comma is there, so it means it continues. A time for every activity under heaven. Now, if there is anything the Lord spoke to me about 2024, the transitioning into a new year, the Lord said it's a prophetic season. It's a prophetic season. And I want to prepare our hearts for the year 2024. It's not going to be like any year we have ever experienced. And that's why I want to bring this verse of scripture so that you could see what God is saying. Understanding season. Understanding season. He said, from that verse of scripture, there are three things I wanted to pick out. Number one, there is always a season. There is always a season. He said, there is a season. He said, for everything, there is a season. So it means Season determines things. Season determines things. When you talk about a thing, everything has a season. In other words, there are some things that can't happen at certain times. Are we understanding it? There are three things you must see in this verse of scripture. You must see season, you must see time, and you must see activity. Three are very profound. You must see what we call season. And then in every season, there are times. And at every time, there are seasons. And seasons determines activities. Now, for example, we are in the dry season. And the intensity of the sun is higher. The dryness of the weather is higher. Now, that's because it's a season. So the times we experience, the times, for example, there is how the day is now. The morning is always very cold. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, some months ago, you wouldn't be putting on your warm early in the morning. But because we are in a season, the times are affected by the season. Glory to God. Now, take note of that. I'm going to come back to it. So, the season makes the times predictable. So, you can tell, for example, by 4 or 5, the weather is going to be very cold. I remember some days ago when we came out, I came out in the morning to do some things, and I realized that my hands were very, very cold. Now, that's because of the season. So, that time is cold because we are in the what? In the Harmattan season. And then, number two, season predicts activities. The kind of activities that are done are determined by the kind of seasons we are in. So, in other words, because we are in a kind of season, certain activities are predictable. You just expect that certain things will happen. For example, when we are in the raining season, we expect that there will be activities that boils down around rain. For example, during the raining season, at some point in the raining season, there are plantings. People plant crops. At some point, some crops are being harvested. Glory to God. There are some activities. For example, if you are staying in the north, most of their seasons are predominantly dry. There is something called irrigation, artificial supply of water. They make water available artificially. Now, let me tell you something that characterizes the dry season in this part of the country. The wells go dry. Am I communicating? So, activities around using the well is somehow, you know, if you are staying in a compound that you use well, you know, sometimes you have to close the well for some hours so that water can what? Come back. Meaning that some activities become necessary for some persons who don't have a borehole in their compound. Some activities follow. For example, you see them carrying buckets to go and fetch large distance of water. Now, that activity is predictable because of the season. Are we together? Now, there is something about God that we must understand. God has put times and seasons at his control. Now, this is what I know about God. When God, he said to bring about certain activities in your life, he sets up a season. Are you following me? There is something about God. When he wants to bring about certain activities, he sets up a season. Let's turn our Bibles to John. John. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, let's start from 35. John 4, verse 35. Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He said, do you think, everybody, let's read it together. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. Now wait. Now, everybody say transitioning. Someone say change of season. Amen. Jesus uttered the season prophetically. Jesus. So, God said, for 2024 is going to be a prophetic season. Now, when God said 2024 is going to be a prophetic season, what does it mean? KDC, this is what it means. God said, I will effect event by my words. You'll get it, don't worry. In other words, you can change seasons by utterances, by words. See what Jesus said. He said, 4 months between plants. Now that I should be. What Jesus was trying to tell the disciples, he says that for there to be harvesting, it must be harvest season. And it must be 4 months after you are planted. But he said, get ready. He said, look around. Look around. I speak to someone. God said, in 2024, things that were not included in your expectations, things that were not included in your plans, things that you yourself wouldn't imagine that was going to happen, he said, by my word, I am bringing it to pass. That is, there is how to navigate prophetic season. We navigate prophetic season by divine sensitivity. Because it's a season that is orchestrated by the word of God. I'll show you prophetic seasons. If you look at the life of Elijah, Elijah had some prophetic seasons in his life. Number one was when he showed up and said, there will be no rain. Glory to God. And then immediately Elijah said there was going to be no rain. Automatically there was going to be dryness. And then automatically there was going to be scarcity of food and harvest. And then God began to sustain Elijah. So one day God came and said, now please take note of the prophetic season of Elijah is a practical picture of what prophetic season is. Prophetic season are defined by 3 things. Please write them down and then we'll begin to pray. Number one, prophetic seasons are defined by what I call divine happenings. Divine happenings. Number two, prophetic seasons are defined by divine utterances. Divine utterances. And then, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the big one. Prophetic seasons are defined by the divine presence. Put it up. Divine happenings. Divine utterances. Divine presence. Mark 2024. Mark it. Number one, there will be divine happenings. When you talk about divine, you are talking about that which originates from the Spirit. God said, I'm going to be doing things that are initiated by me. 2024 is the year of the divine presence. What should we be conscious in 2024? The Lord said, be conscious of my presence. That sums it up for me. Be conscious of my presence. Be conscious. And you see, he said, be conscious of what you carry. Some of you, you don't know, by some of the happenings in your life, some of you will be assured that you carry God. You see, some people don't know they carry God. Some people don't know the weight of God that they carry. One of the things that will be happening in your life in 2024 is that you will sit back and you will look at yourself and say, me. You mean God could do this not just for me, I mean through me. Now the reason is because in every season there are activities. So if God is saying it's going to be a prophetic season, it means there will be activities that are characterized by God himself. So some things will change not because you want them to change, but they will change because God wants them to change. Everybody say divine happenings. And then number two, divine utterances. He said, commit to my word, for my word works. I don't know if that's God's word for someone tonight. Commit to my word, for my word works. Say with me, I will commit to his word. I didn't hear you say I. Tap yourself. Say I. I will commit to his word, because his word works. And when the Lord was talking about divine happenings, this was what he said. He said, I'll be bringing glory to my name. So what God is saying is this: I want to glorify myself through you in 2024. Oh, grado subadiata. We are going to press some of these things into prayers. You've not heard it like this before. He said, I will glorify myself in your life. What it means is this: I will sieve everything that looks like shame from your destiny. There are some of you, by the year 2024, you will not know anything called depth. Ah, Jesus. I mean, you will... Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. It's possible. Say with me, it's possible. You when people talk about I'm hoeing now, how do people hoe? You know, it will sound so strange, isn't it? When people talk about the I'm hoeing, and you're like, I'll not say the whole self. I speak God's word into your life. Come into your prophetic season. It's a season of glory. So most of the divine happenings are to the end of the divine glory. So God is saying that a lot of things I'm going to be doing in your life, the glory will be coming to me. The glory will be coming to me. I'm going to be doing things in your life that will make people acknowledge that I am God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said, I'm going to be doing things in your life that will make people acknowledge that I am God. There's going to be divine acknowledgement. God is going to be acknowledged as God in your life. there is someone here. The Lord said, you have sowed. The Lord said, you have labored. The Lord said, you have put so much seed on the ground. He said, in 2024, take your seeds because it is your season of harvest. He said, I will do it beyond your imagination. Prophetic seasons are characterized by divine pronouncements. That's what I was talking about when I said divine utterance. Number two, divine pronouncement. He said, four months between planting and harvest. Check that verse. He said, but lift your eyes. Bring it up. 4 verse 36. John. I want to show you something. Ask your neighbor, what can you see? You see that song people have been singing since this year started? We behold until we are formed. You know you've been singing that song. We cover until we are formed. Many of you will see the practical manifestation of that song in your life. But this time around, you will form what you see. He said, the harvest, the harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvest alike. See verse 37. He said, you know the saying, one plants, another harvests. And it's true. Verse 38. He said, but what? I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work. Now, Kadusia Dabaya. Listen to this. Prophetic seasons are characterized by divine utterances. Normally, now where you plant, you suppose harvest. But God is saying, now you are going to be harvested because others have already planted. God said 2024 will be a year of supernatural supplies on the bill of my world. You're going to be having more than enough. These are not good words. These are not sweet talks. These are prophecies. When we're coming back to share testimonies, it is people that received these words as their words that we have something to testify about. He said, I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. He said, now you will get to gather the harvest. Say with me, divine pronouncements. One of the ways we are, throughout January, I'm going to be teaching us how to maximize prophetic season. 2024 is a prophetic season for us. It means that for some of you, at intervals in 2024, you are going to be seeing fulfillment of prophecies that have gone ahead of you. Some prophecies that God spoke to you about, some things you wrote about, and some intervals, God will just interject it. Now, this was going to be happening. It will not look like it. What makes it prophetic is the suddenness of the transitioning. I'll say that again. What makes it prophetic is the suddenness of the transitioning. Let me give you an example. For example, you are just about being kicked out from your house because you didn't pay rent. And then all of a sudden, somebody just calls you and sends you money that is big enough to buy land. You see how swift it is. I mean, you just left, you're going through some emotional trauma or emotional challenge. You just left a relationship and then you are trying to mourn the relationship, And then just before the morning of the relationship is over, your ideal man is telling you are getting married in 3 months' time. How do you explain it? I speak to you that it's going to be prophetic because of the suddenness of the transitioning. It's going to be swift. So that's why December 31st, 2024 is not just a New Year Eve service, it's a shifting service. So what we are doing tonight is prophetically shifting into our prophetic season. Now, you're not going to be looking at things the way they are. You are going to be looking at things the way God's word says they should be. You are going to be using pronouncements. It was not supposed to be dry season. But Elijah said, according to my word. Prophetic. And guess what? When it was time to bring about the rainy season, everybody said, according to my word. He went back to the place of prayers. The Lord said 2024 is going to be a year of prayers. But the kind of prayers you're going to be praying in 2024, you will see answers. You will generate results in the place of prayers. God is handing to you a prophetic template for the turnaround of your life and the life of those that connects to you. God said, I am delivering to you a prophetic template. Meaning that there are some things in your family that will not go past 2024. God will use you to change them. I said, God will use you to change them. I said, God will use you to change them. I said, God will use you to change them. There are some of you, listen to this. Listen to this. You will not end 2024 in Nigeria. Oh, glory to God. Amen. You know, some things we say and some things we see. Sometimes you wonder how God makes things happen. I mean, last year, that's 2022. I remember the same thing where speaking prophetically about 2023 and was declaring making some declarations that there are some persons that won't do FLC with us, who won't do Believers Congress with us, and all of a sudden, who miraculously, some of them just left for UK, Canada, and all of those places. And then during the last conference, Congress, we're just with some of our folks, and then I think one of them traveled, got to the UK day before yesterday. I was like, he said, shock me. I said, not shock you, Rich. Amen. You see, when it's a prophetic season, God orchestrates the events. Because seasons make certain activities predictable. Now, let me give you an example. For example, in 2024, I'm going to be enjoying bountifulness of abundance. I don't know if there are people who join me in that. I'm going to be enjoying supernatural supplies. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm sure. Because seasons makes activities what? Predictable. You can predict that the well in your compound will be dry by 11 o'clock this morning. Because it is dry season. I speak the word of God over your life. 2024. The atmosphere for those activities are set up already. Amen. I said the atmosphere for those events, they are set up already. Amen. Amen. Now let me show you the third one. Prophetic seasons are defined by divine presence. You must understand that certain things becomes very, very obtainable because we are in certain seasons. For example, I remember when the rainy season came, I was discussing with one of our one of the nurses. We are talking, and then what we're talking about, like the patients that get treated or get diagnosed of malaria is always increasing. It's always more during rainy season. Am I correct? Hello. Now why? The bacteria that transmits malaria, I think it's Plasmodium, and it gets multiplied when there are stagnant waters. So one of the characteristics of rainy season is that there's plenty of waters. 1, 2, grasses grow and they perch around grasses. So automatically during rainy season, the treatment of malaria is always very what? High. Now let's come into dry season. During dry season, most of the treatments doctors treat most times cough, cold. Am I correct? Now why? Because seasons makes presence predictable. So you know that because this season is rainy season, you know mosquito will be brooding more. So once it's a prophetic season, there are certain guaranteed presence around that season. So because it's a prophetic season, one of the guarantees is that God is with you. The divine presence becomes your daily fragrance. The divine presence becomes your aura. Listen to this. God said, in every prophetic season, favor becomes easily obtainable. Favor. It becomes very easy for favor to take place. When Elijah left the brook Cherith, he went to a widow. The widow only had a piece of meal. Elijah said, give me water. Elijah said, no, don't only give me water, give me food. Look at what the widow said. He said, the food I have is just for me and my child to eat and we die. And Elijah looked at the woman. Listen to this. That's because Elijah was in a prophetic season in his life. And let me tell you something about prophetic season. When you come into a prophetic season, like the ark in the house of Obed-Edom, it has a way it influences the environment around you. So listen to this. Your friends will be blessed because they are your friends. Your family will be blessed because they are your family. Your business will be blessed because it's your business. Your home will be blessed because it's your home. Because when you come into a prophetic season, you carry a divine presence, and that presence affects everything you come into. So Elijah said, no. He's not going to finish. And guess what scripture says? It didn't finish. As a matter of fact, God even preserved the life of the woman's son because of Elijah's presence. Katusia tabadaya. Whatever it is that have died around you. Matuzie de badaya. Whatever is Katusia tabadaya. The Lord says some of you have closed chapter concerning certain things. Oh Jesus. Strange things happen when men rest. I got a testimony this night. I'm not going to share it. I'll wait for it to manifest, to mature. Strange things happen when men rest. One thing about prophetic season is that it doesn't only shift time. It doesn't only shift activities. It shifts atmosphere. For someone here, the Lord said, you will not beg anymore. He said, you will not beg. You will not beg. When, thank you, Holy Spirit. When the children of Israel were to leave Egypt, the Egyptians began to give them things. Began to give them things. God said, 2024, I'm going to teach it. Especially those of us that are into business. one of my partners, she was sharing something with me. She said, I'm tired of always being the one. She was just saying jokingly, why is it that it's like I'm always the one giving, always the one helping. Can't I just stay and people will be bringing to me? I said, don't worry, that season is coming. I speak to someone here, the Lord said that's going to be your season. You have been so, you've been the one that has been so used, you're so used to taking care of people, taking care of things. You've just been the one. God said, this year, learn, because you are going to be receiving. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I say, you're coming into a season where you will just be so at ease to receive. So comported to be blessed. You're just going to come into a season where people will say, no, sir, no, you don't need to bother. You don't need to pay. You don't need to stress yourself. I'm going to handle it for you. Unsolicited dimension of favor. Some of you have been so used to calling uncles and aunties for resources. But this time around, people will be calling you to ask you, what can I do for you? How can I be of help? How can I be of help? There's going to be a magnetic field around you. It's the field of divine attraction. It's the favor attraction. Say with me, the favor attraction. Say with me, the favor attraction. Stand up on your feet. Say the favor attraction. There's going to be a field around you that will attract blessings. There's going to be a field around you that will attract favor. There's going to be a field around you. The Lord said 2024, Katusia Tebaliada, is going to be your visibility. That's broke. That's, I mean, it's going to Kodosia Tebarata, Tusia Teyada. Strategic referrals. Strategic announcements. He said, Have you heard of Pastor Hephzibah? People will be calling your name in high places. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. If you can just take these words and press it in the place of prayers. This is what he has already. This is the season. You know, I said it's a prophetic season. So these are the activities that will be taking place in that season. The divine presence. Some months ago, the prophecy came. He said, some of you have been hiding. God technically hid you all this while. He said, but get ready, because 2024, he'll be announcing you. He'll be announcing your business. You see, one thing about season is that some things that used to be difficult at a certain time, because it's a season, it becomes so easy. It's just like, for example, for some of you that are having issue with your water now, you know, like somewhere in Ofana, if you are not using borehole, you hate staying in a house that does not have borehole this period. But you know, you see how difficult it is for you to get water. Are we together? Are you seeing it? Now, how do you now compare it to when the rain was falling? You saw how easy it was when it was raining season. You just sleep like this, rain will just fall. Sometimes you just put bucket out, water don't fall. So it means seasons determine ease. Seasons determine ease. So God can usher in a season in your life, and for that period in your life, things just become so easy. The Lord said, I should tell you that in 2024, such a season has already been loaded into it. There are five persons here. You're going to be receiving cars far, far lower than the value in the market. They will be so sound. I mean, for one of them, it's going to come as a gift, fully paid for. I saw it now. I saw it. It will happen. You've never had it in mind that you're going to be changing your car or you're going to be getting it. It says it's coming. I want you to understand, scripture spoke about the sons of Issachar. He said they understood the time. Now let me tell you this. The only way you can understand and predict time is if you gain mastery of season. It's just like as I'm talking, I'm so convinced of what 2024 will bring. Because God has said this is the season for it. For example, if we're talking about glory, we're talking about the cupboard. So God said 2024 shall be characterized by the wave of my glory, by the divine ambience. It means that favor will not be lacking in my camp. It means that people will be looking for me to give help to them. Because glory is the presence of God unwrapped. Presence of God unpacked. Presence of God unveiled. Some of you, you spent 2024 sinking yourself into the secret place. We behold until we are formed. You kept beholding. God said, I have formed something already. So get ready for your showing forth. Get ready for your showing forth. Get ready for your showing forth. Because I am announcing you to the people that we will be needed in your life. It's been formed. And some of you, you don't know. He said you were pressed. 2023 came like a crushing. It came as a pressing. But God said, I'm bringing the wine out. I'm bringing the wine out. Get ready, because it's going to be happening speedily. Now for the next 10-12 minutes, we're going to be singing these words of prophecies. So I want you to take a posture of prayers and declarations. I don't know the part of the covenant, the part of the season that God has told you about. What I just said this night is just to confirm some of the things God would have spoken to some of you during your personal retreat. So go somewhere and begin to press these things into prayers. What do we do with prophetic seasons? We engage divine utterances. What do we do with prophetic seasons? We anticipate divine happenings. What do we do in prophetic season? We become conscious of the divine presence. So now go and turn those words into declarations. Geto siya ta 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 ta. Rekete kete barakato siete. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. And say, Lord, I receive your prophetic season. I receive your prophetic season. You are not permitted to close your mouth. This is not the time in the service where you should close your mouth. This is not the time to be lazy. Go to a corner and press divine utterances into performance. I have a template of 2024 already. I take delivery of the divine template. I take delivery of your prophetic agenda for my life and ministry. Are you praying, sister? Say with me, say, I take delivery of your prophetic agenda for my life in 2024. I take delivery of it. I take delivery of it. I take delivery of it. It is possible. I lay hold of its possibility. I set in motion all the resources for the performance of every word that God has said. Somebody pray, pray, pray. I position myself
for what you have in store for me. I position myself for what you have arranged for me. I position myself. I set myself. In Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you are praying. It's prophetic. So it is available to those who believe and who are ready. Now let me show you something. One of the characteristics of seasons are patterns. Say with me, patterns. Say with me, patterns. This is what the Lord is saying. He said, for some of you, 2024 will mark the end of certain patterns in your family. Certain patterns in your life. For me, I remember then while we were growing up, especially during June, July, it's like no matter how good the year has been, once it gets to June, it's just like everything will just scatter. I've had people share with me certain days or certain period in the year, it is just, you just change. It looks like, for some of you, you have observed it, it reoccurs. But this is what the Lord said I should tell you. He said, 2024, I'm going to be initiating new patterns for your destiny. What it means is that things will be changing. And what it also implies is that you will realize that as the year is progressing, you are achieving greater feats. So you're going to be making declarations. You're going to place your hands upon your forehead. I would like you to pace around. And you're going to be, it's prophetic. And one thing, wait. Open your eyes. You see, I'm going to teach you, don't worry. When we come back in January, I'll teach you how to maximize prophetic seasons. One of the ways we maximize prophetic seasons is by writing down prophecies, things that God has said about that season. Now, what we now do is that we will now press them in. So, if God has said 2024 for me will be my year of supernatural favor, I'll press it in. So, I declare over my life and businesses, I do not struggle. I enjoy favor. I enjoy help. So, if God is saying patterns are shifting, patterns are changing, now take it up, take up your oracle, and begin to declare, I put an end to a pattern of delay. I put an end to a pattern of lack, a pattern of debt. I put an end to debt, no more debt. Pattern of sluggishness, pattern of coldness. I put an end to patterns of coldness. There is a part of the year every one of us used to have it, when it looks like everything just wants to turn upside down. So go ahead and prophesy. I prophesy into June. I prophesy into May. I prophesy into February. I prophesy into October. You work for my favor. You work for my good. Oh, Radababa Shadada Balagadaya. Reketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketekete
I stop every negative pattern. I put an end to every ungodly pattern in my business. Shadabaya, Shadabadaya, Lekete Parata, Rokotokotokoto, Jeketekete Balata, every ungodly pattern in my ministry. Jeketeba, Eletosite, Reketeyete, everybody say, Lord, I initiate supernatural patterns. I initiate supernatural patterns. Patterns of wellness, patterns of favor. No door is shut, no road is blocked. Ashada bada katayata. Ayadayadayadayadaya. Ele barada bashada balada baladaya. I terminate every ungodly pattern. I terminate every ungodly pattern. I terminate every ungodly pattern. The devil do not take over at any point of the year. Curses do not take over at any point of the year. Ashada gada 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 ya. Ele bala shada balata. Rekete kete kete kete. I will not be cold. I will not be dull to spiritual things. I will not be dull to spiritual things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me show you a secret. Open your eyes, everybody. You see, prophetic things are divinely orchestrated. So what the devil does is this. When the devil understands, there is something called prophetic transitioning. For those of you that drive, you realize that when you accelerate your car, you increase the throttle, the gear is supposed to change itself. For those of you that drive automatic, hello? The gear has a way of what? Shifting by itself. So that's why If you check your the meter that controls your vehicle, not the mileage now, the meter controls the power in your engine. Sometimes you can be on the express and it doesn't move past half because a transition is not taking place. Now what it means is this, listen very well. What it means is that you push the acceleration to a point where the car begins to drive itself. So you don't, that's why it's easier to drive car when it's on high speed than when you are driving it around the street, because it has what we call a transitioning effect. Now one thing the devil understands is spiritual transition. So he understands that certain things, certain seasons should bet certain things, and it creates what we call dullness. Say with me, dullness. So we're going to be attacking spiritual dullness right now. Now what spiritual dullness means is that it's a season that the devil will just interject so that it can block spiritual transitioning. It has happened to some persons. Like you knew that you were already getting close, you were putting all the efforts, giving all the attentions, and just all of a sudden, whew, it just looks as if you are starting all over from the beginning. I say no to such patterns. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, there is no dullness. I am not spiritually dull. In the name of Jesus, no dullness. I am active. I am alert. I am sensitive. I am alert. I am not dull. I do not miss my day of visitation. I do not miss my moment of visitation. I am not dull. I am not cold. I get rid of every dullness. Glory to God. Amen. This is 2024 already. Someone shout hallelujah. Walk up to at least 17 persons. Tell them, this is 2024. I've come into my prophetic season. This is my prophetic season. My prophetic season. This is 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 my prophetic season. Tell someone, this is 2024. Oh, Grado Shadabaladaya. Lift up your hands. Receive the year with thanksgiving. Wherever you are, lift up your hands. Receive the year with thanksgiving. Close your eyes and receive the year with thanksgiving. Say, I receive the fulfillment of every of the prophecy. I position myself to be a participant, to be a beneficiary of prophetic transitioning. I transition. I shift into this prophetic season. Go ahead and make declarations. It is here. It is here. It is here. I don't know if choir can do that song. I overcame. It is here. I overcame.
Hallelujah. I overcame.
It's prophetic. will sing that song. Listen, we are not saying we overcame 2023. No. It's a prophetic song. In other words, I overcame 2024. Whatever the devil will throw at me, I already have my prophetic template. I am coming back in the end of 2024, and you will see the delivery of everything God said. I overcame. Let's go. Say.
Let's do the mind. Declare it boldly. I am child of God. This God is in us. This God is in us. And my story is written. His God is in us. His God is in us. And
about God. When God says start, it means he has already finished it. Genesis 1 is not the beginning of God. Genesis 1 is only the manifestation of what he has finished. So that song is prophetic. I already peeped into 2024 and I saw that I overcame. Listen. Every time God says a thing, Satan will fight it. So when we sing we overcame, it's because it is done. Those patterns are ended. Listen to this. 2024, you will see real glory. You will see. Some of you have been hearing, oh, go. Glory, glory. You will see the manifestation of it. Everything around your life will change. Everything physically, they will change. They will change. Because you overcome. Say.
I overcome.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovemercy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovemercychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.